Chautauqua is once again spending the final week of its summer season on the topic of health care. And just like last year, the program expands beyond the morning lecture at the amphitheater. Small presentations will be held throughout the day at smaller venues. Topics include medical entrepreneurship, cardiovascular wellness, and successful aging. Chautauqua President Tom Becker said speakers will explore innovations in healthcare and how they make their way from the lab bench to patient care.
How do we create new training in physicians and other healthcare workers that practice at a different kind of level? How do we create either cures or mitigations that address our understanding of disease and injury? And then having done that, how do we move all that to the patient themselves?
Among the primary speakers at the amphitheater morning lectures is Dr. Daniel Weinberger. He'll be speaking tomorrow. Weinberger is CEO of the Lieber Institute for Brain Development. He's done groundbreaking research into schizophrenia. Weinberger says there's been more progress the past 10 years in brain research than at any other time. In a presentation sponsored by the Brain and Behavior Research Foundation last year, Weinberger said his research has identified specific genes that are linked to mental illness.
Genes are mechanisms of illness. Genes that have been discovered are pathways to understanding brain development and brain function. We now have the first clues to the causes of mental illness and to what, at the basic cellular and brain level, these conditions are.
While much of the week is focused on keeping us healthy, the Interfaith Series each afternoon at the Hall of Philosophy will be focused on death. This week's theme is From Here to the Hereafter, Facing Death with Hope and Courage. Associate Director of Religion Maureen Ravenio says speakers this week will tell us how to face our mortality with acceptance and perhaps joy. Acceptance? Most of us can understand that, but joy? Ravenio says yes.
For example, at the end of each day, we may say to ourselves, this has been a good day, or we may look at things that we would have done differently, but any way you look at it, we just basically say amen and okay, and we go to sleep. And if we can kind of look at our whole life that way as the end draws near, we can begin to face that inevitability with a sense of joy and appreciation.
Music takes center stage most evenings this week at Chautauqua. The Chautauqua Symphony Orchestra performs its final concert of the season tomorrow night. Then Wednesday, it's an evening with Livingston Taylor, Tom Chapin, and the Jammin' Divas. 2014 marks the 50th anniversary of the arrival of the Beatles in the United States. So Vice President of Programming Marty Merkley said Chautauqua couldn't let that anniversary pass without paying tribute.
Now you hear the Beatles songs sung in classical voice recitals, played by orchestras, not on just Pops concerts, but on regular concerts. And so they have had a tremendous impact on music. So you can't let the 50th anniversary go without celebrating the music of the Beatles.
Oh, yeah, I tell you something. I think you'll understand. When I say that something, I want to hold your hand.
On Thursday night, we'll hear from a tribute group called Yesterday. Its musicians will recreate note for note the music of the Fab Four. There's more rock Friday night as former members of the Electric Light Orchestra perform. Then Saturday, Chautauqua's summer season concludes with Patty Austin singing Ella Fitzgerald with the Duke Ellington Orchestra.
Telephone number, well, you know I'm doing my rumbas with Uno and that my Saturday.
Everyone knows who Duke Ellington was. Well, this is his orchestra that is, you know, going strong, and together they've joined up to do a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald. And again, this is the American Songbook. These are the songs that have become, that are iconic in our culture.
You know he's nobody's fool, so I'm playing it cool as can be.
The Chautauqua Institution is a Western New York jewel. There is no other place like it. Where else can you spend a morning learning about healthcare, an afternoon exploring your mortality, and an evening with your favorite music? Chautauqua attracts the famous, people like Tom Brokaw, Jill Abramson, and Ken Burns, and others whose names aren't as familiar, but still have an impact on our lives. We hope you've enjoyed these weekly visits to Chautauqua. My thanks to Tom Becker, Marty Merkley, and the rest of the staff for sharing the Chautauqua experience with us throughout this summer season. Mark Scott, WBFO News.